Fans, don't forget about Priest Ranch Wines. There's nothing better in the Bay Area. I love talking to the fans about it, and everyone has been just 100% behind it. You can celebrate the 4th of July with red, white, and rosé. Yes, you can, whether you enjoy the little wine over dinner, glass on your patio, or send a bottle or two to friends to let them know you're thinking of them. There's still time to pick up your Priest Ranch favorites before the holiday, which is today. You can still get it done. They invite you to enjoy everything that they offer. You can savor a little red, white, and rosé just in time to have that barbecue on July 4th, socially distant with your mask on and everything else, but Priest Ranch could be a big part of it. Now, as we go through the summer, $25 two-day air shipping on six or more bottles. Use promo code July4 at checkout, so get it done today. And it's also applicable to the entire wine shop. So that is Priest Ranch Wines. Boy, something nice on July the 4th. Joining us now, I'm very excited to have him on. He's a very interesting man. His name is James McGee. He's a Bay Area resident. He's a teacher, an author, and he's written a book called The Baseball Odyssey. It's volume one about Jack Lucky Lorkey. Now, the Lucky Lorkey, the Jack Lorkey story is terrific. But James also has a connection here because James married the youngest daughter of Jack Lorkey, and this is his father-in-law. And James, welcome to the show, and the book really is a lot of fun. It's geared to a younger audience, but the Jack Lucky Lorkey story is one of the most amazing in baseball, and we're happy to have you with us.
Thank you, Marty. It's great to be on. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, very good. Tell us about the book and how it came about and some of the highlights of Jack, your father-in-law, Jack Lucky Lorkey, because when you explain why he was known as Lucky Lorkey, people are going to sit back and go, what? So go ahead.
Yeah, sure, Marty. Well, back in 1991, I was so lucky to meet Christina, Jack's youngest daughter, and then I met Jack, of course, shortly thereafter. I had been away from baseball myself, kind of fell into other sports through the years, following other sports. And then when I met Christina, kind of rekindled my love of the Giants and of baseball, going to Candlestick Park in 91 and moving forward. A number of years later, the Giants held a couple of reunions, one for the Coast League players at Candlestick. And then a few years later, they had the reunion of the 51 Giants at the time, Pac Bell Park. Met a lot of the other players, in addition to my father-in-law, Whitey Lockman, Alvin Dark. I was lucky to meet the great Lon Simmons when I was there as well. And basically what happened was one day, we were chatting, my father-in-law and I, and Whitey Lockman was there. And Whitey mentioned to me that he'd wish he'd written down some things. He heard I did a few other books before, and he was interested in that. And next thing you know, I started thinking, you know what? I really should jot down some notes about meeting these fabulous people from baseball's past, especially my father-in-law, Jack. So fast forward a few years later, started writing a little bit, and then you know how it is. You start to say, I better put this all together here. Time goes so fast. So started working on the book and published it through my Small Miracles Publishing Company, which I route through Amazon. Jack Lorkey, an amazing person. Basically, he loved sports at a young age, but his family growing up in Los Angeles in the late 30s and early 40s, he had to work. He wasn't able to play a lot of sports, especially at high school. So finally, in 1942, he played for the Pasadena Dons semi-pro team. The Padres from the Coast League noticed him at that time, and he was signed in 42. Of course, this is during the throes of World War II. He was drafted into the Army, served 3 years, and was in the Battle of D-Day, the Normandy invasion, June 6, 1944. Fortunately, he survived that. But a couple of soldiers to his right and his left were killed on the beach, on Omaha Beach. He later fought in the Battle of the Bulge. And then finally, after 3 long years, the war ended in 1945, and Jack was ready to come home. The nickname Lucky came from so many events, in part from the war, but also when Jack was slated to come home. He was in New Jersey and was going to fly back to L.A. to the family in 1945, and he was bumped off of the plane, the military transport, by a colonel, a higher-ranking officer in the military, and that plane crashed shortly after takeoff, and everyone was killed, and Jack's life was spared.
Now, let me ask you this, James, because the story is amazing. He does sign with the Padres. He eventually gets up to the New York Giants, and he's with the Giants in 47 when they break the home run record. He hits the home run to break the record for the most home runs in a season. He is a ball player with the Giants in 47 through 50. He goes back to the Coast League. He's with the Phillies, the Pirates. He has a major league career. He's a nice ball player. But the Lucky Lorkey name continued. Before he got up to the Giants, the Padres had him in their farm system. This is after the war. And they needed him in San Diego and sent him a telegram, get down to San Diego. And now the legend of Lucky Lorkey continues. So just go to that little piece of the story. Because when people hear this, you say, my goodness, not only a Major League Baseball player, but look at what happened to him, how lucky he was in life.
Sure, Marty. He was playing with the Spokane Indians, affiliate of the San Diego Padres, and was batting .345. They were on their way through the mountains up in Washington on a bus, and San Diego wanted to recall him. So they had sent a telegram trying to catch up to him, but the bus was already on the way, heading to Bremerton. They did luckily stop at a diner, and a highway patrolman was able to come in on his motorcycle and deliver the wire to Jack, letting him know he'd been recalled. He didn't get on the bus. The rest of the team did, and tragically, later that evening, during a rainstorm, the bus crashed, went into a ravine.
Yeah, well, it had to do with a bus crash up there in Snoqualmie Pass in 1946 with the Spokane Indians. Both my roommates were killed in it, and eight others and everything. And I'd been recalled by the San Diego Padres, and I'd bummed back from Bellingham, Washington to Spokane, so I didn't know anything about the bus crash till I got back in Spokane and contacted the owner of the club.
One of the worst accidents in sports history. And around 10 or 11 players were killed. So Jack was spared once again, and the name Lucky pretty much stuck with him thereafter.
Boy, amazing, amazing. And the book is geared for a younger audience. Tell us how you put that together.
Yeah, Marty, basically I've been a teacher for many years, and, you know, reading is great at all levels and all ages, but I really wanted to put together something that would be appreciated by kids, by young adults, and of course it's a quick read, so anybody would be interested in it, especially when people are in a hurry these days. You don't have time for, you know, too big of a book. So I think it's a great book for all ages, but being a teacher myself, taught middle school for a long time, and now I'm teaching the little guys in second grade, I wanted it to be a story that anybody could read and appreciate, to appreciate this amazing person from history.
Well, it's a great story, and you did it so well. The Baseball Odyssey, Volume 1, Jack Lorkey, L-O-H-R-K-E, and we have James McGee, his son-in-law, with us. Jack also played against Jackie Robinson in Pasadena. He had that opportunity, too, as a young man.
Yeah, he did, Marty. He played against Jackie in Pasadena and then later when he was with the Giants.
Well, I played against him in Pasadena, California. We're both Californians, and it was just like coming home playing, you know. If you play against the Dodgers at Ebbets Field, that's something else. You know what I mean?
Boy, what a story. What a story. I got to meet Jack Lorkey, and I wish I would have known more of the story when I did, but as the fans can enjoy hearing his voice throughout this interview on a couple of the key points, I'm glad to be able to bring that to everyone as well. We love the Book Tree up in Montclair. It's an independent bookstore, so if you see David up there and you want to get a book, The Baseball Odyssey, Volume 1, this is worth getting. David can get in touch with James McGee and get it for you. James, a pleasure having you on. What's the next book that's coming out for you?
Marty, you know, I'm going to be continuing on with the Odyssey series and have the Baseball Odyssey Volume 2, and it will be about Whitey Lockman, Jack's great friend. So really looking forward to doing that. And before we wrap things up, I wanted to definitely thank you for your time and for all that you do, especially in these challenging times. We appreciate it more than ever. And also wanted to say hello to Marie, my wonderful mother-in-law.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's great to have you on, and I enjoyed the book tremendously. I love the story. As I said, I met Jack. I wish I knew more of it when I met him. But in those days, all of a sudden, I was in front of 30, 40 players and had to do the interviews very quickly. So I didn't get as deep as I wanted to, but I'm glad we could have his voice as part of this interview as well. So, James, congratulations, and we'll keep in touch, and I'd love to have you out at the ballpark, and I thank you for your kind words on this July 4th. So enjoy the day.
Thank you, Marty. Happy 4th, and God bless America.
All right. That is James McGee. More coming up, KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.